for many of us out there, particularly those in rural areas and across the Western Seaboard, we recognise that it is the part of the world that has had the least investment in the past and therefore has the most potential if it gets the correct investment, if it gets the correct chance for to try and move forward. And, you know, some of that has happened in this budget, but not enough. That's where we stand on it. We recognise where there has been progress made, that progress needs to be acknowledged, but there is so much more to do and so much more distance to be travelled. The Minister mentioned how a lot of people, when he speaks to farmers, are talking about certainty for the future. They talk about how are they going to have a future where they can see that their children or their children's children will still be on the land and farming and having a prosperous future, and a lot of them don't see that because there's other options there which pay much better, which don't have the same volatility and sense of uncertainty around it. And that's what we need to bring to agriculture. We need to bring that certainty, that sense that there is a future there for people to go back onto the family farm. And some of the measures that are talked of here, you know, will do something around that, but certainly will not go far enough. And I was amused to see the issue in regard to acres, you know, and putting additional money into acres. Every day I'm getting calls from farmers complaining that acres simply isn't working for them, that they can't get their payments, that they don't know what their scores are, that they don't know what's happening, that the department tell them that their IT system isn't working. It's just a mess. You know, and I think, Minister, there needs to be recognition that the acres scheme has been a complete hames made of it up to now. And to put more money into it at a time when you haven't got it straightened out, I think there needs to be recognition that if you're going to put more money into it, by God, you better get it right for farmers out there that actually want to play the game, that want to get into that sector, that want to enhance the biodiversity and maintain biodiversity they have on their farm and do things properly and get paid proper for the public good that they provide for that. In relation to the forgotten farmers, which was mentioned as well, Minister, yes, you've put some money into that. I don't believe you've put enough into it. I think there could be more done for them in respect of that, because they're a sector that has been left behind for far too long.